You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Even if I say it's only 2 hours, it's really not. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about an hour and 15 or so. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're going to catch up tonight a little bit. At least I hope it might happen. Nah, it won't really happen. But that's okay, because we are here to go ahead and jump into the silliness. You know, your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., we talk sometimes about what we ought to do, and he knows and I know that we've been wanting to do a science show for a little bit. Yeah, you know, weeks have gone by that we're like, we should do a science show. Well, tonight's the night. We're going to think about as many things science as we can think about tonight. Hopefully you're going to find it entertaining, because that is the kind of thing that you do. You, as the listener, you listen, you find it entertaining, you go over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and talk about it, and that is really all that I want. Okay, I want other things, but those are the things that I want right now as we begin a show about science right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Biology, bass, swingery, bass, jumpery, now, bassology, bass, swingery, bassology, now. When he's done the song on the string, all again. guess is bound to swing. Bassology, bass, jamboree, bassology, love.
Rising and the prologue is striding onto the stage.
To all of you that may possess a nervous disposition, I'd like to warn you straight away about our composition. We wrote it on the ferry boat from Ostend going to Dover, and I do pray that this our play won't turn your stomachs over. Act 1, Scene 1. The time, the present, the place, the assembly room of a large German university.
£10,000 per year, a new house and a car.
No.
I offer you £15,000 per year, 10 wives, a tapeworm, and a colour TV set.
No.
I offer you £25,000 per year, a head transplant, 15 frying pans, and Don Partridge in a pear tree. No. What shall we do, audience?
Let's go.
to be let off in the theatre. The audience is getting very angry. They're shouting, yes, and things are flying about. A fight has started in one of the boxes, and a man has fallen from the circle. Now the prologue has walked onto the stage.
Who are these creatures who from chaos create cacophony, and why are you here to watch? We stand and stare and grin and gape with mouths drawn back and eyes of marble.
Listen, if we are very quiet,
we can hear the sound of human pigs.
The noises of your bodies are a part of our play.
Structure is really something fine. A first-rate example of functional design. Those cosmic undulations are steady coming through. Your molecular structure, baby. Your cellular organization is really something choice. Electromagnetism about to make me lose my voice. Got all my circuits open, my systems reading gold. Your cellular organization, baby, stop the show. Molecular structure is really something swell. A high frequency modulated Jezebel. Thermodynamically, you're getting to me. Your molecular structure, baby.
undefined. I just want you all the time to go wherever you may go.
Say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty,
yes, fearless leader.
Bring the ashes from the crematorium.
Pour the hot water over it.
Aha! Instant Fipo!
Boy, is he nuts.
They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony!
See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
Of a woman that appeal to man's depravity are fashioned with considerable care. And what at first appears to be a simple little cavity is really an elaborate affair. Now surgeons who have studied these feminine phenomena by numerous experiments on dames have taken all the items of the feminine abdomina and given them delightful little names. There's the vulva, the vagina, and the good old perineina, and the hymen that is sometimes found in brides. There's a lot of little gadgets, you would love them if you knew them, the clitoris, and Lord knows what besides. What a pity it is then when we common people chatter of those mysteries to which I have referred. We use for such a delicate and complicated matter such a very short and unattractive word. The erudite authorities who study the geography of that obscure but entertaining land are able to indulge a taste for intricate topography and view those tasty details close at hand. But ordinary people, though aware of their existence and complexities beyond the public know, are normally contented to view them from a distance and to treat them, roughly speaking, as a show. When, therefore, all us laymen probe the secrets of virginity, the language that we use is somewhat blunt. And we don't becloud the issue with meticulous Latinity, but call the whole concern a simple four-letter word. For men have made this useful and intelligent commodity the topic of a bawdy joke and jibe. Yet though the name they call it is somewhat of an oddity, it seems to fit the subject they describe.
But reality leaves a lot to the imagination.
There might be something out there, but it certainly isn't any god of ours. If there was a god, instead of telling crazy people to drown their kids like kittens, why wouldn't he remind them to take their medication? If this long overdue realization hits your true button, we invite you to join us. It's All in Your Head is not just a philosophical lifestyle. It's a useful tool in any post-science thinking. You do that, don't you? Are you tired of supernatural demands for unquestioning belief under the threat of some looming hell, when all you really want to do is have a good life in the here and the now? Well then, forgetting the title of this show is the worst thing you can do. Oblivious complacency will get you nowhere smoothly. We are not a threat to anything that makes sense.
He's right. For instance, you don't have to give up the brilliantly self-evident wisdom of the Golden Rule in order to give up monotheism. Do you have any reason to believe these two concepts require each other in order for them to function in our affairs? Do you realize how much unnecessary self-induced trouble the human race is actually in? Mental trouble. It's the curse of those familiar trials and tribulations that have always accompanied regional fundamentalist beliefs in ethnic gods of judgment, always infinitely empowered as they are by human superstitious absolutism. What we've got here is an evolving animal with a conflicted head, attributing its own internal impulses to something it imagines to be external. Well, for now, all the good and all the evil, all the worst and all the best will ever need our contenders for selective control inside our very own brains. But these brains also appear to be advancing a different extra-natural way of existing that is no longer welded to nature's amoral rules of survival. We carry a moral and ethical awareness unique to our level of intelligence on this planet, and we have begun to make our own rules. It's still just the beginning. But if this sounds great to the evolutionary optimists out there, forget it. We're not going to get rid of our genetically entrenched primate instincts and impulses anytime soon, and maybe not completely forever. And watch out what you wish for anyway, because we are completely inexperienced at predicting what evolution should be doing. Hindsight is the only possible view we have within our own evolution of higher consciousness, because we're the first thing it's ever happened to here. So, what will become of us? Well, we don't know about others, but One World Advertising is advertising the fact that nobody knows. But let's resist all negative spin and assume our spiritual awareness probably does have a wiser future to come. But for now, we're just saying, wherever the human spirit may go, responsibility for it will be entirely on our own heads, within which it all is.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me.
God, is it natural fact or was it unnatural fiction? This decision is your heads to decide. And if it does, you will. And if we're right, the next step will be yours. each and every one of you, to carry the headite philosophy, it's all in your head, to carry it out of this building into Greater Boston for all those who were unable to attend this broadcast. Thank you for supporting Carry Out Philosophy. Thank you for supporting the future. This has been It's All in Your Head FM.
Speaking. Thanks for listening.
To create is divine. To reproduce is human. Man Ray.
Well, did you have an idea about God?
No, I never did.
Well, have you an idea about God now?
No.
I'll put it disconnected.
It's always really fun to play in Boston. Thank you. You've been great.
Chemical reaction, and you're the main attraction. Whoa, 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 whoa. Trying hard to be cool, standing at the chalkboard in your sweater. Chemistry never looked better.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are still looking at silliness about science. And hopefully we are convincing you, the listener, to take it seriously. Really, please, just take it seriously. It's science. That's what it's there for. Who's not taking science seriously? I don't understand it. You do not have to explain it to me over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Please don't. I don't know if I really want to know why people don't take it seriously. I don't think I really want to know. But we got tons of it to talk about tonight before we get to the radio obituaries, where we have a very interesting list tonight, as we frequently do. So please just enjoy it. Move on into this next portion of silliness right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Don't cry, astronaut, a hoop, shoogie boo. Don't cry, astronaut, a hoop, shoogie boo. Please, Mr. Scientist, I don't want to go.
Astronaut, a hoop, shoogie boo.
Please, Mr. Scientist.
red button that makes this thing land.
Follow a corpuscle on his journey. Oh, my mistake. I thought I was a corpuscle. As you know, there is constant warfare between the red and white corpuscles. Now then, baboons, what is a corpuscle?
That's easy. First as a captain, then as a lieutenant, then as a corpuscle.
That's fine. Why don't you bore a hole in yourself and let the sap run out? We now find ourselves among the Alps. The Alps are a very simple people, living on a diet of rice and old shoes. Beyond the Alps lies more Alps, and the lower Alps those that Alps themselves. We then come to the bloodstream. The blood rushes from the head down to the feet, gets a look at those feet, and rushes back to the head again. This is known as auction pinochle. Now, in studying your basic metabolism, we first listen to your heart speed. And if your heart speed anything but diamonds and clubs, it's because your partner is cheating, or your wife. Now take this point, for instance. That reminds me, I haven't seen my son all day. Well, the human body takes many strange forms. Now, here is a most unusual organ. The organ will play a solo immediately after the feature picture.
Scientists make these deductions by examining a rat or your landlord who won't cut the rent. And what do they find? Asparagus.
Now, on closer examination. This needs closer examination. In fact, it needs a nightgown. Farabelli, who's responsible for this? Is this your picture?
I don't think so. It doesn't look like me.
Well, take it out of here immediately and hang it up in my bedroom. Now then, out with it. Who did it? Oh, so you're the culprit. Young man, as you grow older, you'll find you can't burn the candle at both ends. Well, I was wrong. I knew there was something you couldn't burn at both ends. I thought it was a candle. However, you must be punished. Just for that, you stay after school.
But, Professor, I didn't do anything.
I know, but there's no fun keeping him after school. Now, we'll have no more interruptions. According to von Steinmetz, the eminent physiologist, there is ever present a group of white phagocytes. According to von Steinmetz, the eminent physiologist, there is present a group of white phagocytes. According to von Steinmetz, the eminent physiologist, there is present a group of white phagocytes.
They are an essential feature for prolonging life. My left wing has been tanned. My rear end has been cut off. But I'll fight it out on these lines if it takes summer. You got me.
don't play football, golf, or guitar. He's never been on Sullivan, Clark, or Parr. He's just not important cause he ain't a star. He's just a scientist. Whoa, just a scientist. Hey, hey, just a scientist. Just a scientist, that's all. Now all the games are won by big and brawny halfbacks, and marshals find the rustlers by their horses' tracks. But who is gonna get us to the moon and back? He'll be a scientist. Hey, hey, just a scientist. Oh yeah, just a scientist. Just a scientist, that's all. Everybody flipping over Fabian or a Frankie Avalon, but nobody ever seems to give a flip over Dr. Warner Von Braun, cause he's just a scientist. Yeah, just a scientist. Just a scientist. Just a scientist, that's all. Remember is that Cadillac that knocked us out and made us go. We done forgot about the polio shots invented by a doctor, so cause he's just a scientist. Oh yeah, he's just a scientist. Yeah, yeah, just a scientist.
I like to write, and I have ever since I was a child. My mother used to go crazy wiping the walls near the bed, because I'd get an idea in the middle of the night and write it down. Of course, in the morning it looked different, and it sounded different. Writing has always been important to me. It's been almost like a therapy. If I have a problem, I can sit with a pencil and work it out. I write some poetry, but mostly it's what I'm feeling at the time, or what I'm needing to work out. I use it to work problems out. After I became an adult and got to work with children, I was a Head Start nursery school teacher, I began to write stories for children. I have no resistance to rejection. I'd send a story out, and I'd know it's good, and the children loved it, and I'd get a rejection. So I'd send it out again, and I've got a drawer full of them. I've had, I think, as good a life as I could have wanted. I had loving parents, which for me was very important. I grew up in Brooklyn, and we were very poor, but I didn't know I was poor. A rich man was a man who came by with a car in the neighborhood. He usually didn't live there. He came by to visit a relative or something and then drove off in the car. Those were horse and buggy days. I'd like to go back to school and study chemistry, which I failed when I went to school, and which is increasingly important to my head today. I feel that I could read better and know better if I had a basis in chemistry. I read Tuesday's science section of the New York Times. I read it very thoroughly, which I enjoy, but frequently I find that when they get talking about things broken down to atoms, you know, where you need a chemical background, I don't follow it all. I didn't like it in school, but I'm sorry now and I'd like to go back and learn. I think it's important today to know. I have a lot of books in the house because my memory's gone away. I can't remember quotations very well anymore, so I buy the book to find the quotation. My fingers will find the page. I don't even have to write the page down. It's funny what happens to your brain. Your memory of the time, at the moment, is poor. That's a loss, but there's a tremendous gain. I don't understand the human brain, and I don't know computers, but the brain seems to open up on certain times of your life that you may not remember. I had never ever thought of thinking back to when I was 2 years old, but when I was 80, one day I woke and I remembered a scene as vividly as though it was right now, and I couldn't believe myself. Then 2 years ago, I remembered back to when I was 3. My father had painted some pictures. He loved painting, but he didn't have any background in it. He was a baker. On his one day off a week, He used to take us to the museum. There's a picture at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, a great big painting of horses. My father used to take me there when I was 3 years old, and he'd stand me in front of that picture and say, "A woman painted that by hand," and he'd admire it. The memory came to me around 2 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't know if my memory was playing tricks. Did they really have the picture at that time? I called up the education department at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and I asked them, when did they get the picture? I told them that I had remembered this from so many years ago, and they told me that the museum actually was a smaller place that had been opened up a bit longer ago than my age, maybe 90 years ago. And it opened up with donations that were given by wealthy people. One of the first pictures they got was this one. They have a wonderful education department, and they sent me the whole history of the picture. I was so thrilled, you know, that I could remember back to when I was 3 years old, standing in front of this picture, and have that confirmed. So your mind does open up. I don't know what it is, it's like a book. You may be reading the last chapter, but at certain times, certain earlier chapters open up. I don't know how to explain it, but the mind is a beautiful thing. I love thinking back and using it. Except that I'm losing the moment.
Dark and you want to see, you need some
electricity, electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You you get
electricity, electricity.
Every room can now be lit by using
electricity, electricity.
Where do you think that it all comes from, this powerful
electricity, electricity?
Through high wires to here it comes, it's bringing
electricity, electricity.
Every building must be wired to have some
electricity, electricity.
Power plants most all use fire to make some
electricity, electricity.
Burning fuel and aching steam, they generate
electricity, electricity.
You turn that generator by any means, you'll be making a
electricity, electricity.
A generator is a machine that contains a powerful magnet that creates a magnetic field. When wires are rotated rapidly through this field, then a current of electricity is produced. Now, if we only had a superhero who could stand there and turn that generator real fast, then we wouldn't need to burn fuel to make
electricity, electricity.
Now, Benjamin Franklin, he was flying that kite he was searching for.
Electricity, electricity.
He knew that it had something to do with lightning. It's all
electricity, electricity.
Rubbing a comb with wool or fur makes a charge of
electricity,
static.
Electricity.
Stroking your cat to make it purr, you get a charge of
electricity,
static.
Electricity, electricity.
Electricity at rest is called static electricity. Like in the winter when you wear a heavy coat and you get a shock off the doorknob, or you scrape across the carpet and sneak up on your very best friend and zap him in the ear with a shock of
electricity, electricity.
Current blowing makes a circuit of
electricity, electricity.
Voltage is the pressure that makes it go, is pushing
electricity, electricity.
Watts will tell you just how much you're using
electricity, electricity.
It's powerful stuff, so watch that plug, it's potent
electricity, electricity.
Everybody gotta have it.
Electricity, electricity.
Play your guitar without
electricity, electricity.
Can't get on the net without
electricity,
it.
Electricity, electricity.
Papa said turn them lights
electricity,
out.
Electricity, electricity.
This stuff costs a lot of money.
Electricity, electricity.
But I guess we're stuck with it.
Electricity, electricity.
One more time.
Electricity.
Electricity.
I was only 9 when I made an incredible, joyous discovery of a world where rock and roll waited. Sated a hunger inside of me. And it was just like zero gravity. Yeah. Every teenage fantasy. And I spent 6 weeks in a sad, lonely place with nothing but a radio. Ooh. And the warm, bright tubes that would shine in the night made me not be afraid, oh no. Ooh. And it was just like zero gravity. Four chords, 6/8 savagery.
experience when I was behind myself. And I watched me walking a few steps ahead just like I was somebody else. And it was just like zero gravity. Yes, it was. Rock and roll felt good to me. Four chords, six, eight, savagery,
savagery.
Rock and roll felt good to me.
Yes, it did now.
Talking about Charlie Brown and Staggerly.
Folks who don't believe there's a hell, get around me now, I got a story to tell. And for those of you who believe in evolution, hear me out now, I've got the solution. When I was a lad, I had a great yearning to get a good education, lots of book learning, so I worked real hard and I finished my school, but I wasn't nothing but an educated fool.
Evolution and the Bible.
Been taught by men of great reputation, their ideas toward man's creation. They had a theory which hadn't been solved, saying man wasn't made, he just evolved. They said life all started in an ocean bed, and they had me believe in everything they said. Then came the ape and the chimpanzee, they said we still got relatives swinging in a tree.
Evolution and the Bible.
Got my call. My training was over and I was ready to go. Dad and I had a talk on my last furlough. Now my old pappy was a God-fearing man, and he held a little Bible in the palm of his hand. He said, son, I failed you, but I've done my best. Then he put the little Bible in a pocket on my chest.
Evolution.
About religion, you and I don't agree, but carry this Bible, son, do it for me. I know you're educated and don't believe in prayer, but if you ever need comfort, the book will be there. Now they shipped me up where the battle roared, and the chaplain asked if I knew the Lord, but he was wasting his time on a hopeless case and could peddle that religion some other place.
Evolution.
One night up front it was dark as could be, and a sniper's bullet came looking for me. I knew it was hit, but no pain could have feel. The Bible stopped that bullet just like it was steel. I did a lot of thinking in that foxhole. If the Bible saved my life, it might save my soul. Just a book of words turned out to be a shield, but I met the master on the battlefield. Helps me remember that night on the beach, and I tell the story everywhere I preach.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You've probably noticed that WMFO isn't the sort of a station where disc jockeys tend to get out of control and talk endlessly on about meaningless things that have nothing to do with the subject at hand, which is music or maybe political happenings. You needn't worry that we will digress and begin to pontificate or simply blab on and on about trivial topics.